today at 4:30, I've been called by a group of people in Hohoa, including the household. Currently, I'm in Accra. That the former NDC chairman, with some members of the NDC, together with their executives, with a white pickup with a registration number yet to be identified, came around to the gate. And one man came out with a gun in his hand, fired one gunshot. The bullet was what I sent to you. And when they were queried what they were going to do there, the reply was that they were sent from about. According to one of the household, he was heard, one of them saying behind that the president asked them to come to the house. When asked which president, they couldn't respond to that. But when they were persuaded further, they said they were court bailiffs dispatched from Accra, and that they were there to set me on notice that I was not properly elected as a member of parliament in 2020. And that because MPP was in power, the then president used executive powers to authorize the Supreme Court to make my election very valid. And now that they are in government, they are here to set me without notice. And so it was asked whether the approach of serving was to use guns and come in that manner. So there was a lot of chaos, a chaotic scene today, 4:30, in the whole way. And the scene was so bad. The videos that I've been receiving, I'm afraid if this is the democratic Ghana that we left behind, and if this is how we want things to be done, I have not seen in any of the bailiff acts authorized a bailiff to come to your premises with gunshots and with a cloud of people with so-called national security. This is unheard of. And I told my people to exercise patience. And as I speak to you, there is still confusion going up there around my house in Hawaii.
I see. So let's take it slowly. So they said they were there on orders from above. They were there because you said the president sent them to come there. Said they were there because they are bailiffs from Accra. If they were bailiffs, did your household or persons in your house ask them to at least look at the process, the court process they were to serve on you, you know, personally?
Yes, of course, they do demand for that. And they say, well, if you are a bailiff, produce an identity of a bailiff, which they've not been able to produce. But rather, the guy came out with the gun. You saw the bullets that fell on the ground that I sent you. But finally, they placed a notice, you know, I was told, you know, at the back of the gate.
Well, what did the notice say?
Barely, that I was duly not elected as a member of parliament for Hohoa in 2020. And that the CI that elected me was not constitutional. And therefore, my election as a member of parliament for 2020 should be considered null and void.
The document you said they pasted on your gate, did it emanate from the court, at least on the face of it?
Yeah, when I read, yes, from the face, that was exactly some of the demand from the notice, yeah.
I see, but given that they came there armed, as you say, have you asked your people to report to the police and narrate the incident to the police? Perhaps they could be common criminals and not anything related to politics or law.
I agree perfectly that they could be common criminals, because one of them that was identified as a member of NDC, everybody knows his background. And so I will not be surprised if they are coming in as criminals. And of course, a bailiff coming with a gun, and even to an extent of shooting a gun with one of the pellets that fell on the floor that I'll be producing. So, of course, my people have also gone to the police station to lodge an unnecessary complaint.
But what have the police said to them, you know, apart from
I'm yet to get back the response from the police.
Will you request police protection, you know, given the circumstances of the day?
When I was a minister, I never had a police. I never had a driver. I drive alone. I never had a single policeman among all the ministers in this country. No police ever guard my house. I walk in the night because I consider Ghana as a free state. Now that I am not a minister and I should go for a police, I'm not going to go for any police. I'll continue to defend myself. And what am I afraid of? I have never used a police, a single police, when I was a minister, a member of parliament. I never used a police. Why do I need a police protection for? I'm not going to do that. If anybody there, well, we'll see where the power lies.
I see. Of course, Ghana is a free country, but if you are entitled to it, you are entitled to it. That's why some of your colleagues had police escort, etc.
Well, I don't think I am entitled. I have no holding any government.
Yeah, so we're saying that given the circumstances, you know, now you say there are persons who came to your house shooting, etc. That surely is a concern. And you're saying despite all of that, and you are not even in the house in Hohoa, your people are there. Despite all of this, you don't think your people deserve some protection, and so you call on the police to look at your case personally?
I don't think we deserve a police protection. I don't think. If anybody there, whether they are sent from above or what, they should come back again. They should come back. And if they go freely, we will see it in this country. If this is a country they want us to run, we will run it equally. I don't like this type of unauthorized behavior. I mean, a democratic country, who sent you? We've been sent from above. Who is that person? A president. Which president? You can't mention it. And you went firing a gunshot in Ghana, a country called democratic country?
Yeah, so exactly
is that
my point.
How this country has been run?
Exactly my point.
We better allow the military to take over.
Exactly my point. So this could be common criminals, because if it says they were sent from above,
understand, because I am identifying an NDC chairman in them. So they could not be criminals. There is an NDC group of members, like about 6 or 7 NDC people involved. So all these cannot be criminals. There may be 2 or 3 criminals among the NDCs, which we know. But all these others may not be criminals. Who is that power from above that sent them?
Are we
under a military dictatorship? Is that how we want Ghana to be run again?
I see. So what's the feeling at home now? Your people in the house, what's the feeling there?
They are all upset. They can't believe it. They can't believe this is the free Ghana that we want. Everybody is shocked. Nobody could believe it. Nobody could believe it. We came and served this country with all dignity, with all respect, in every manner that we did. Is that how to treat ex-ministers? Who is that power from above sending them to come and fire a gunshot in my house?
I see.
Who is that power from above that cannot mention his name?